I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Guitarist Gaëlle Solal lives in Brussels, Belgium. She was born in France. She's toured over 30 countries as a soloist and played with symphonies and orchestras. She makes her St. Louis debut tomorrow night at the Ethical Society, and she joins us now, guitar in hand, in our studio. Gaëlle, welcome to St. Louis.
Hello, thank you.
And your first visit, I think, and just in, what, yesterday?
Yes, arrived yesterday, fresh from... I was in
Cincinnati. Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a chance to look at your itinerary, and you stay awfully busy.
Yes.
Both here and abroad.
Yeah, which is good.
Right. Would you begin by playing something for us?
Of course. So I would go for a Brazilian music. It's called Lamentos no Moro.
I love the finish.
Thank you.
Gaëlle, you're in town as part of the St. Louis Classical Guitar Society series, and tomorrow your performance is going to feature, at least in part, music by composers from France, Spain, and Latin America. Is there a theme of any kind there?
I've just picked some really piece I just love to play. So That's, I really believe in that you cannot go on stage and play something you don't like or you are forced to play. So in the last years, I've been picking my repertoire with that vision. And then the other thing is all the lines between classical music and popular music. This is what interests me lately. Like, because normally it's very separate. There is two different boxes. This is classical music and you don't go anywhere else. And there is popular music. So I've been now working on all the things in between.
Well, see, I was looking at your itinerary. It seems to me that the music you play can be a lot different depending where you are. Do I have a correct impression of that?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. So, and it's very interesting to get interest in different popular music, and I work with composer, with people, direct musician from there, and I try to get what is the folklore of each country. Mm-hmm. So it's like a travel. So I bring people from the beginning, very classical, some contemporary music, and then we go on a huge travel.
So what was in your thought process when you were designing your program for St. Louis?
My first idea is to tell a story. So I want people to go to the concert and not just sit and like just listen and be, oh, I have to listen to that. I want them to know new things and to also, I'm doing some arrangements. Most of the program are arrangements of mine. And the idea is to tell them the story of where I travel, where I want to go. And inside of each piece, there is a story. So I also tell about that.
Well, would you play another piece and tell us something? Tell us a story?
Yes, definitely. So it's a piece from 2K. So it's a traditional team. And it's a story of a bandit. It was called Hassan Debré.
Bandit, did you say?
Yes, yes, a bandit. So he would steal from the rich to give to the poor.
Like Robin Hood.
Exactly. Yeah. 2K for Robin Hood. And with this money, they could build a bridge, which is called Drama in Turkish. So the piece is called Drama Köprüsü, because it could build this bridge between the two parts of the city.
Gael Solal performs tomorrow at the Ethical Society of St. Louis. It was beautiful. Tell me about, you were born in France.
Yes.
And I think you started playing guitar at the age of 6.
It is true.
So, was it a musical family or how did that all start?
No, it was not at all. So, my father, my parents love music, but they don't play any instruments. So, but they were, when my brother and I, we went to guitar concerts and we just fell in love with the guitar. Mm-hmm. So we just, like during months, we say, we want to play guitar, we want to play guitar. So my parents finally bought us a small guitar and bring us to the music school. And they never, like, I had never pressure or whatever. It was just, it supported me for everything. But I wanted to be a dancer, so.
You wanted to be a dancer?
Yes.
Well, I understand that you tap dance.
A little bit. I'm into that now.
Can you tap dance and play the guitar? Is that too much?
It's my plan for next year.
I bet you can do it.
Yeah, I hope so, yeah.
So what was your life like in France?
When I was, like, I've always been interested in many things. So I was practicing dance, I was doing music, I was studying. So it was, I've been having a very, like, busy life. And then I moved to Spain to be a teacher. And during 10 years, I've been teaching there.
You live in Brussels now.
And I've moved to Brussels. Yeah, I'm kind of a moving bird.
What do you like about Brussels? What brought you there?
I have good friends there, and they offered me to be at their place. And it was a very international city, and I needed this input. And it's also the capital for contemporary dance. It's a good place for music and culture. So
you're going to turn it into the tap capital? Or? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Could you share briefly something else with us, what would you like to play?
I would like to play what brings me here and what I'm here to today, because it's the first piece I listened to guitar, and I just fell in love with this piece. And I just said my teacher in the first class, I want to play this, so you will understand why. It's a beautiful one. It's called Recuerdos de la Alhambra. It's a Spanish piece. So at the beginning, I brought the score to my teacher, and he said, you can't play that, it's too difficult. I was in my second year. Uh-huh. And I was like, I'm going to play it anyway, because it was very tough. Uh-huh. And then he said, okay, you can play, but just the first line. So we made a deal. And with a year, it took me years to learn it. But finally, now I can play it. I think so.
We'll see. Well, you did learn it. The St. Louis Classical Guitar Society, in collaboration with Alliance Française and Les Amis, present Gael Solal. That's tomorrow evening, 8 p.m. A reception follows at the Ethical Society of St. Louis on Clayton Road. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link for more information. And the Classical Guitar Society is hosting, they're going to have a selection of guitars that they're going to be offering for sale before and after your concert, and that's going to benefit St. Louis Public Schools and teaching kids to play guitar in the classroom. So will you be available to help choose guitars for people? I'm just curious.
What?
Will you be available for tips on how to choose a guitar?
Yeah. I will give a masterclass on Sunday. It will be at University City from 1 to 3, and it's open to anyone. So you can come by. So I will teach people, and I will also answer any question. I know there is a lot of questions. So.
Well, Gael Solal, you play beautifully, and we welcome you to St. Louis for your first time, and we appreciate you joining us here today. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. For me, too. Thank you.
And time now for a look at the Cityscape calendar. UMSL's Two Hill Performing Arts Center presents the Improvised Shakespeare Company in performances tonight at 8 o'clock and tomorrow at 5 and 8 in the Two Hills Lee Theater. Grand Center, Inc. hosts the 6th annual Dancing in the Street Festival tomorrow from 1 until 8 on 3 outdoor stages on Grand between Lindell and Del Mar. Alan Carl Larson conducts the Metropolitan Orchestra of St. Louis in its inaugural concert Sunday evening, 7 o'clock, in the Maplewood Richmond Heights High School Theater on Manchester. And a reminder that St. Louis Public Radio's live broadcasts of the St. Louis Symphony begin tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on 90.7 or at stlpublicradio.org. And you can find out more about these and other events on the events section of stlpublicradio.org. Next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk about a concert to celebrate the Sheldon's 100th anniversary and about Dance St. Louis's season opener featuring 4 St. Louis professional dance companies. Join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air when he and his guests will take a look at youth violence in East St. Louis. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer. Engineered by Aaron Doerr, the executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter, and I hope you join us again next week.